Welcome to the Day Luna Human Design Podcast,
where we discuss all things human design and how it can support you and your spiritual journey.
This is not a one-size-fits-all podcast. We are here to inspire awareness about how we are all different and help you answer the questions of who am I? What am I here to do? How am I here to do it?
You can thrive and live the life of your dreams just by having awareness of your true self.
So dive deep with us, get inspired, and start living your life on purpose. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Day Luna Human Design Podcast. It is Shayna and Dana again, and we are recording this episode to talk all about the open centers and the wisdom that you can cultivate and amplify in those areas. We recorded an episode on the not self themes, episode 4 of our podcast, that was really talking about, you know, how to identify when you are using these centers incorrectly. But now we want to talk about what wisdom can look like in each of these centers. So that way you can lean into those high vibe sides of all of your energetic gifts. Because yes, our defined centers and our defined channels and gates and all of the things that have color in our charts are consistent energetic gifts for us, but our open and undefined areas are also energetic gifts in that it allows you to have a depth of understanding and empathy that your defined centers don't make space for. So I think that it's really, really important, and I'm excited to record this episode today so that way you guys can kind of feel empowered to lean into these skills and these gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when I first was learning about human design, and I thought that if you had a center colored in or defined, that was like a good thing. And then if you had it open, it was a bad thing. And a lot of things I read on the internet when I was first learning kind of made it seem that way, made it seem like having these open centers was a negative thing that you have to watch out and that you're always going to be confused and have these different experiences and that you're going to be less powerful because you have these centers open. And that is so not true. Oh, and like, it couldn't be further from the truth. Yeah. And we met a friend recently who's a mental projector, and all of her entire chart is open except for her mind, her crown, and her Anja. And we were telling her about the different wisdom that can come from all of her open centers, because we really see her as this like super, super wise person. And she was like trying to learn more about it after our conversation. And she texted us like, hey, you guys, I can't find any information on the wisdom, like the true wisdom that you guys were talking about that can come from these defined centers. And we were like, well, okay, then that's our job to share it, because there is so much wisdom and so much power that comes from being this open, empathetic person who is able to have this discernment because you've experienced so much and you've let so much in and you've experienced such a wide variety of the different ways that you can use these qualities and centers within the human body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I totally agree. There's so much confusing and inconsistent information out there, especially regarding your open and defined centers. I read something recently that someone was saying that if you have defined centers, then that means that you are an old soul. And if you have open centers, that means that you're a new soul. And like, all of that information is, to me, not helpful or, even accurate or true. And really, you know, it's all about, you are an energetic, powerful being, and it's how your energy is moving within your energetic body. And whether it's putting energy out there or whether it's receiving and transmuting and amplifying within you. And so there's power in both sides. Neither is better or worse, but it is powerful to know, okay, I am open here. How can I use that awareness to cultivate wisdom and to cultivate empathy and compassion and understanding and connection with other people so that way I can thrive and I can help give my medicine and my energetic gifts to the world. So yeah, it is really important to kind of, I think, focus on the high vibe side mm-hmm. of things, right? Yeah. There's a low vibration and a high vibration to everything, which we've talked about so many times. There's a yin and yang to everything. That's how mm-hmm. we are all even existing in this physical plane, is because of the yin and yang within the universe. So everything can go smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller to being, yeah, on a physical level, there's a yin and yang to create our atoms and our physical bodies and physical objects. And there's a yin and yang that's needed to be healthy. There's a balance that's needed to be healthy. But then there's also a yin and yang of, here's your energetic gifts. There's a low side that you can live in fear with this, or you can recognize and say, oh, I'm living in fear with this because that's an energetic gift that I have. And I'm choosing now to transcend that and cultivate wisdom and acceptance and love and use this as a gift, because that's what it's meant to be here for. And your awareness can literally switch that in a second. It's not something that needs to take years and years. So let's just dive right in to what the wisdom for each of the open centers is. So that way you can say, oh, I have an open root, or I have an open ego. What is the wisdom there that I can then start using every single day, literally tomorrow, to lean into this side of myself?
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, Shana, before we start, that when you were talking about open centers and taking in other people and being compassionate, I was feeling like, oh yeah, that vibe of that wise person who's in their self theme with these with these open centers. And then I looked over at my Kuan Yin goddess statue. And I feel like she, so Shana and I went to Hong Kong last year to visit our best friend Emma, who was living in Hong Kong and working as a singer. And we went and saw the goddess Kuan Yin. And if you guys don't know who Kuan Yin is, if you have a bunch of open centers, I encourage you and invite you to Google her, because she is the goddess of compassion. And she's the person who hears and listens to the cries and the sounds of the world. And she takes other people in and transmutes them and receives that and gives out full appreciation, full love, full openness, full divine feminine goddess fluidity. And when we're talking about these open centers, that's the vibe that we encourage you to kind of think of with this type of wisdom. A reflector is someone who has all of these centers open, right? So they're here to be completely non-judgmental, completely compassionate, completely accepting of all ways of being, so that they can find the way that is the healthiest and that works the best. So I just wanted to drop that in there. Like, if you even want to Google a picture of Kuan Yin and then look at this and then continue this podcast, I encourage that. Anyways, so Shana, should we start from the root, or should we start from...
Yes, we should start from the root. It doesn't make any sense to me because I always think of the chakra starting from the head down, and like all of my meditations are literally like channeling the universe or light, like pouring through me down from my crown to my root. And then I learned, obviously, in this whole freaking spiritual world that everyone else starts from the root up, which doesn't make sense to me. Even when it's been explained to me, it doesn't make sense.
That's how you do it. Root up on the chakra system. I think it's because you always say you don't have a body.
Yeah, I know. I literally, I've been really working on grounding myself because I'm so connected to my body. Like, I literally don't even, people will be like, you look great today. And I'm like, oh my God, I exist. Like, you saw me do I look okay? Because I forgot to even look.
Yeah. One time I literally looked over at you and you're like, I'm just a head floating around. That's all I am. And I'm like, no, you're not. You have a body. And you're like, okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. But now I just look at you and see like a head just floating around. Because
it's so fascinating because I only have my G center, my throat defined. And so I really, really, really resonate with that. And sometimes I feel like I'm literally just like my soul and my voice. Like that's all that I am. I'm like this like little glimmering light, like eel thing that's literally just like floating around, doesn't have a body. And then I meet someone like Casey, who is our friend that we were just talking about, who has a defined mind and crown and doesn't have a body, but she's so in touch with her body. And she is here to help other people embody their best life and live a life in their body and love life. And she can really, she's so empathetic in those areas and helping people to really be in their bodies. And maybe that's because she has an open G center and I have a defined G center. I don't know. Maybe it's because I have a lot more work to do as far as grounding and being in my body. But it's just, it's crazy. Anyway, so we will start for everyone else on the world in the universe. We're going to start from the root.
All right. Yeah. So if you have an undefined root center, which means a white center. So if you're looking at your body graph, you can see you have the 9 centers here, which are loosely based off of the chakra system. And if you're not looking at your chart, make sure you have your chart so you can see which of your centers are defined or undefined. You can get your chart for free at mybodygraph.com. And then look at your chart and see whichever centers are white, are undefined, or open. And those are the ones that we're talking about today. So if you have that center white, then this information applies to you and you have the potential to reach these wisdom and high vibe in these areas. So if you have a white undefined root center, then you have the potential wisdom to really know how to enjoy resting. And you have this wisdom that you just embody of knowing that you don't always have to be busy, busy, busy to be thriving. If you have the center open, then you have this amazing discernment because you've been able to empathetically take in the way all of the other people you spent time with handle pressure and deal with pressure. You're able to discern when it is healthy for us to let pressure help us get things done. And when that pressure is not healthy, it's just anxiety. It's just rushing. It's just the opposite of presence. So people with this root center, when they're really living their highest vibration, they're able to really say, okay, this is pressure that's helpful. Let's hustle. And then this is pressure that's not helpful, aka restlessness and anxiety. And I'm going to choose instead to just chill and to not let this pressure affect me, but to just rest and flow. And Shayna, you have an open root center, and sometimes, and I have a defined root center. Sometimes I think you're better at knowing how to rest and not be busy and how to just enjoy that. And I do feel the pressure all the time to be moving and hustling and bustling. And I learn from you what it's like to just enjoy those times of rest and to do that with this high vibration and wisdom.
Yeah, it's about actually experiencing within your body, like you said, of all of the different pressures and ways people get things done, and then deciding what's necessary in the moment. But I do feel that side sometimes of I should be doing something, or I should just get all the stuff that I have done that I need to get done for the next week right now, so that way then the pressure's off. And I don't have to do anything the rest of the week. And that's my not self, right? That's me just trying to keep myself busy so that way I can then reach some goal to have no pressure there. And instead, like you said, discerning how much pressure is needed right now and how and what is restlessness and being able to enjoy just being present and just resting.
Yeah. And the next chakra up that we'll talk about is your sacral chakra. And if you have this undefined or open, then you have the potential wisdom to really, really know in your body what your healthy boundaries are for work. And you have the wisdom from having the center open and being able to observe and take in all of these other people's sacral energy, you have the wisdom to know how to listen to your body and to not work yourself until you're sick and to overwork yourself. So you have the wisdom to really know that enough is enough and it's time to rest. And so for a lot of people that have this open for manifestors and projectors and reflectors, your not self theme is working yourself sick and working and not knowing when to stop. But when you really embody the wisdom here, you understand on a cellular level that you get more done in the end when you honor your body, when you take time for rest, when you don't push yourself, but instead only work when you have energy to do so. So for this one, any generators that have this defined, you are constantly conditioning people around you that have this undefined. And then they're able to see and use their discernment to see which way of working and which way of having boundaries to stop working is the healthiest for us and for me at this time.
The next center that we'll talk about is the spleen. So that is the one when you're looking at your chart, it's the triangle that's to the left, like on the bottom, but left-hand side, and that's your spleen. And the wisdom that you can have with having this open is being able to tell when other people are sick or ill or have blockages energetically, or in their intuition or in their instincts, and also being able to, use other people's intuition in a way that when you're around certain people, you might feel like, nope, things just don't feel right, or they feel great and we should keep going into that, because you're amplifying this center that they have as well. So allowing yourself to be fluid and open there, that wisdom is really feeling into how other people are feeling physically and energetically, whether they're sick or healthy or are having any type of roadblocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot of healers, energy healers, like Reiki practitioners or sound healing practitioners, if they have an open spleen, they can literally feel with their body empathetically, they can feel the energy in someone else and feel where they might be stuck or anxious or where they might have blocks in their chakras. So if you do have an undefined spleen, that often means that you have the potential wisdom to become a really empathetic healer.
Mm-hmm. And then the next one up from that is the one on the far right, the triangle, and that is your solar plexus. And that center at its highest vibration is having that emotional empathy that we talked about in our podcast episode, emotional versus not emotional. And the biggest embodiment of using this gift is allowing yourself to feel other people's emotions and amplify them, and then using it to reach out to people, to connect with them and say, I can tell that this is upsetting you. Let's talk about it. Or changing the song because you can feel that this is really upsetting someone, or playing it louder because you can tell that that's making them really happy. It really is an energetic gift that helps you to understand other people on a profound, deep emotional level, so that way you can support them and help them. And being able to recognize the emotional health in other people as well. Like, or if there's a lack of emotional health, if somebody's disconnected from their emotions or not, you can really feel that within your own body. And it's here to allow you to not only hold awareness for those people, but then if you wanted to help them, great. And if you don't, it's great for you to like protect yourself in a way and allow yourself not to go there with someone, if that makes any sense. Like the highest vibration of it is using it to help people, but it's also there to help you know, okay, I understand how people are feeling right now with this situation, or I understand that people are trying not to feel anything in this situation because I can feel that too.
Mm-hmm. And when you're truly empowered with this center being open or undefined, you can feel this feeling that I'm getting from someone is an experience, and me holding it in my body is me experiencing an emotion empathetically through them. And so you have this clarity and an emotional intelligence about what emotions are, and that they're not this like permanent defining thing, but instead they are these human experiences, and you're able to feel them in such a profound way, sometimes even more than people who have a emotional authority and an emotional wave, because you're clear here, you're objective, and you're able to take it in and amplify it and feel it even deeper and even higher than other people. So in a lot of ways, people who have this open have the potential to have the most emotional wisdom and the most emotional intelligence in their body. The next center that I want to talk about is the heart center or ego center, which if you're looking at your body graph, you have this big diamond in your middle, that's your G, and then you have a little triangle just below the middle, and that's your ego center. And the potential wisdom that comes from an undefined ego center is having true confidence, true self-worth in a completely deep and profound and humble way. So people who have this open and are really embodying the highest vibration, they understand that they are inherently worthy. They have nothing to prove, and that just by them being a soul in this world, they are worthy of love. They are worthy of money. They are worthy of being empowered. And so people who have really embodied this worthiness and this wisdom here and know that they are that inherently, they're really amazing people to look up to and to see how they can use money and personal power in a way that is truly healthy and humble and serves not just themselves, but the collective good. And Shayna and I both have this center open, and I've noticed myself in my not self theme here a lot instead of embodying the highest wisdom. But Shayna, I notice from you all the time, how good you are with like understanding money from an energetic perspective. And you have this wisdom here. Like, it's not this big deal. It's not this thing to hold on to. Like, it's free flowing. And I feel like you've been able to take in so much wisdom from observing how it is to play big with money and to be giving and generous. And you've able to say, that's how we do it. That's the best way and the healthiest way for us to use this energetic exchange between people. And so even though, you know, you have this open and you don't have the channel of money, you have this amazing wisdom here that other people can learn from you in this area. And the next center we'll talk about is that big diamond one. So the G center. And if you have this undefined or open, then the potential wisdom that you have here is being able to feel other people so profoundly and feel and understand their life purpose and direction that you can really be someone in this lifetime who helps people find what it is they're passionate about and who is so empathetic when you're around people that you can help show people what they're excited about and what their life purpose is. So people who are really wise and high vibe in this area, when we tell them this, they say that, yeah, everyone that they get together with, they're constantly helping them figure out what they're excited about and helping them formulate a plan so that they can live out their life purpose. And that's a really powerful gift.
Mm-hmm. And then the next center is the throat center. And the highest vibration of this gift, having an open throat center or undefined throat center, is being able to be an advocate for other people and being able to be a voice for other people when they can't necessarily speak up for themselves, or even just speaking on someone's behalf and singing their praises. So it really is a gift because it's so powerful when individuals with open throat centers do speak on behalf of other people. And also the highest wisdom in this is knowing that sometimes listening is much more powerful than speaking. And that is taught through this open throat center when you are embodying the full wisdom of that center to other people, just in your presence of listening. It really is a powerful thing that you're able to put off. And then when you do speak on behalf of someone else, it makes a big impact on other people.
Mm-hmm. And the next center up is the Ajna, or the third eye chakra. And so that one is about recognizing which concepts have value or not. So if you have this center open, then you are able to take in so many different perspectives and empathetically be able to entertain them in your own mind. And from being so open and having a mind that's able to entertain all of these different perspectives and ideas that you get from other people, through that process, you're able to find discernment of, okay, these mental concepts, these ideas, these are important, these are helpful, these are useful, and these ones, not helpful, not important, not useful. And so the power here really lies in that mental discernment.
Mm-hmm. And that center is really about having an open mind. And a lot of people get that confused with saying, if you have an open Ajna center, then that means that you're not supposed to have strong views, or you're not supposed to have strong political stances, or blah, 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 blah. But really, the highest wisdom of this center is being able to say, I understand how all of these different people perceive the world, and how all of these different processes are here to help us, and how people, what they're trying to give across, what they're thinking. And then you can then have discernment to say, okay, in this situation, I think that this perspective is going to be the healthiest and help us all rise and be better. And in this situation, I think that this perspective is going to be healthiest and best for everyone involved. So being able to really say, I understand what everyone's thinking and all of their many perspectives. And now I can kind of have discernment to say, okay, which perspective is the most helpful right now? So it really is some of the best thinkers and mindful people in the world have an open mind's Ajna center. And so it is a powerful place of wisdom to be able to have that open mind to then have discernment and teach other people.
Mm-hmm. And the last center is the crown, or the head center, which is on the very top of your body graph. And when you have this undefined or open, you have this potential wisdom to truly be able to know and recognize true inspiration. So you're able to take in other people's inspiration on such a profound, empathetic level, and you're able to discern who is confusing and who is inspiring in this area. And I think that that's a really interesting thing to have, because most people have either both their Ajna and their crown undefined, or both your crown and your Ajna defined. And it's more unusual to have one or the other. But Jared, for example, my husband, has his Ajna defined and then his crown open. So he's empathetic in just the crown area, where he's able to take in other people and see and discern which of life's mysteries are really worth contemplating and which are just pointless. And I think that that's a really interesting thing, because I have my mind defined, so I have no idea what that feels like. But Shayna has her mind undefined and her mm-hmm. crown.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, I feel like I can really see who's inspiring and who's needing inspiration and who is full of inspiration. And also, I am really inspired by other people. And I allow that to flow through me and not feel like I have to always have an inspiring thought, or I have to always find inspiration from everything. I allow myself to be fluid, but really it's the highest vibration that you're trying to embody with this open center is being able to know, I guess, or accept the vast array of inspiration from everyone around you, and then have discernment of, okay, what inspiring idea is going to be helpful in this situation. So, those are all of the centers within our bodies. And obviously it's our goal to try to embody the highest potential for each of these centers. And if you have a lot of open centers, that can be challenging, because obviously there's not self themes with all of these as well. But our goal is to help you to lean in to these higher sides, these higher versions of yourself, and really use it to empower you to be that open and fluid and impactful and understanding and compassionate and empathetic person that you're here to be in these centers.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause all of those things that you just said, like, that's what wisdom is. It's being compassionate. It's being understanding. It's being open. It's being fluid. It's taking other people in and learning from other people and from yourself and how you feel when you experience other people. So yeah, we definitely recommend if you're going on this journey with the open centers to get familiar with the not self themes. And once again, we have an episode number 4 on that. We also have on our website, delunalife.com, we have a not self theme cheat sheet, which is really cool. We both like to keep it on our phones and just kind of check back in with our open centers all the time to make sure if you feel any of your not self themes, then that's a signpost for you, like, oh, I'm using this center wrong. And then also, we think it's really inspiring to have these highest vibrations really in your awareness. You know, that way you can say, I have this center and this is the highest expression of it. And I can remind myself and bring my awareness to the fact that this is a potential wisdom I have, and that this thing is a gift, actually, and not a negative thing in any way, shape, or form. So we hope that you guys will check out our website, delunalife.com, to get that not self cheat sheet. And of course, as always, continue the conversation with us on our Instagram at Deluna. It's spelled DAY.L.U.N.A. If you're not already following us, reach out to us that way. And we hope you guys are having an amazing day. And we hope that your not selfs, your open centers are just embodying the highest vibration you could possibly be. And you're just walking around like a walking goddess of compassion, Kuan Yin, that we know you are. So have an amazing day, guys. And we'll see you next time.